Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at working with OFS, Online Filipino Specialist. This is episode 255, changing I can't to how can I with OFS. So in the past, I've mentioned Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I'm not sure I've actually mentioned it on this podcast, but I've mentioned it on lots of other podcasts. Anytime someone asks me what book has influenced you, that's one of them. I read it probably 20 years ago, and it taught me the difference between assets and liabilities. And so when I was ready to quit my job, I had no debt, which was a really big deal. And that's not true. I had a house, but the house basically paid for itself because we finished the basement and put a rental apartment in. And my total mortgage payment was like $200 a month. We didn't have a car payment. We didn't have any credit card debt. We didn't have furniture debt. We didn't have a boat. We didn't have anything, right? And I've always maintained that no debt lifestyle, thanks to what I learned in a lot to do with Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then a bunch to do with The Millionaire Next Door also, which is another really great book. But back to Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So there's a line in it that I think perfectly illustrates the potential of hiring an OFS. So the line is, I can't afford it shuts down your brain. How can I afford it opens up possibilities, excitement, and dreams. So I have two places where really I get feedback from customers, where I get it, because we have our customer support team and I don't get those. But when someone buys onlinejobs.ph, they get a pop-up that says, hey, what almost prevented you from buying? That has been the single greatest feedback mechanism from onlinejobs.ph that has allowed us to change so many things for the better. The second interaction piece that I get with customers is when someone doesn't buy, they sign up for an account at onlinejobs.ph, but they don't buy, then we have an email that goes out 7 days later after they have signed up, not purchased within 7 days. Then we send this email that says, hey, why didn't you buy? And then I give them like six or seven reasons why I think they might not have bought and the reasons why they should upgrade and hire someone. So in that email, one of the options I say is it's too expensive, you can't afford it. And so often I'll get back from people like, hey, this is too expensive, I can't afford it. It's interesting, it goes right back to the Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It shuts down your brain. How can I afford it opens up the possibilities, right? So if you think you can't afford to hire help, if you can't afford to hire someone in the Philippines, you're really limiting yourself. You can't take on new clients because you don't have help. You can't grow your business because you don't have help. You can't go on vacation or take a break because you don't have help, right? Where on the other side, if I can afford or how can I afford this? Well, you could hire someone for a couple hours a week at $2 to $3 an hour. Well, I think just about anybody, at least in the US, can afford that. And you can start getting help and man, just getting a little bit of help is such a big deal. Or it opens up possibilities of like, oh, I want to get this one thing off my plate. So how could I get that one thing? How could I afford that one thing getting off my plate, which would allow me to then get more clients? So then I could afford it. That's a big deal. Or I've always wanted to improve our customer service, which would, if I gave that task to an OFS, it would free up my time to do something more important, like create that sales page that I've been meaning to create for the last year, but I've been putting it off because I don't have time to do it. Or if I delegate one task to an OFS, I could save an hour a week and I could maybe use that time to sleep, which would make me more effective in my work. When you don't have an OFS, when you don't have someone that can work for you, all you can see is what you can't do. Whereas once you've taken that step forward and said, how could I? How can I? What can I do? It opens up this whole new possibility. Go have a look at onlinejobs.ph. Search for something that you might be interested in hiring someone for. Search for SEO or search for Go High Level or search for content writer or social media or PHP programmer, whatever it is, and see what kind of talent you find. See if you can find someone that just might work in your budget or time constraints or that might be able to take one task off of your plate and give you a little bit of free time and time to improve your business and grow and see if you can afford it.